This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAprepares.com. Special report with Mike Parsons. Torture. Torture in America. Private jails, private courts, private prisons. And we've been talking about how the system works. This hour, Mike, let's talk about turtle suits. Turtle suits. What do you know about turtle suits? Mike, you there?
How about now? Okay.
Yeah,
sorry,
good.
About that.
Good.
Okay, I'm now on a landline speaking through a phone. Is this better than the last audio I had?
Yeah, much, much better. From now on, let's do that.
Okay, well, amazing thing is that the power went out at the Parsons Farm 2 minutes before airtime, and I was on cell phone because of that as a backup. Now I've got power up.
Right.
Not really sure why the power went out, but within the jails, there are many
Hold it, Mike. Hold it 1 second, please. John, our engineer, if we get disconnected, Mike Parsons will call in immediately, okay? So be prepared for that, and just in case it happens again. Mike, that kind of stuff happens here at our studio. It seems like when I start talking about certain topics, click, I'm done.
Yep.
But
yep.
Yep, go ahead.
Within the jails and prisons, there are many devices of torture, including tasers, mace, a device called the chair, turtle suits, and then blankets that have metal strips woven throughout them so that in the event that a person tries to protect themselves from being shot with a taser, it will literally electrify the entire blanket and shock the person into submission. They call it pain compliance. It's a fancy word for torture. The turtle suit, if you go on the internet, you can search these. They're actually really heavy, thick material that appears to be like a carpet rug would be, very, very heavy, multi-layered, and they strap this onto you completely naked, of course, and this is to protect you from hurting yourself in a concrete jail. So, of course, there's no protection for your head, so I guess it's more for the humiliation aspect of it. Plus, these turtle suits also have these little metal fibers running throughout them, so if they want to hit you with a taser, all they've got to do is hit the turtle suit anywhere on the suit, and it will light you up. And then they get to sit there and watch you. I was never required to wear a turtle suit. These are for people that lose it. Let me tell you how easy it is to lose it. You're normal. Most people are normal. You're not animals, so you don't respond when you're treated like one. Let me ask you to do this just for a brief moment. Just take you on a virtual trip, if you will. Visualization, number one. If you're driving, don't do this. But if you're not and you can do this, I want you to close your eyes just for a moment and just visualize in your mind for a few moments. You're locked up in a room that's a 12-foot by 14-foot room, perhaps the size of a cubicle, a bedroom, maybe a large closet or a bathroom even. Now empty the room and you see it with nothing but concrete walls, ceilings, and floors. Look around. It's nothing but concrete. No windows, just a 300-pound steel door. And the entire room is painted beige. And you have fluorescent lights that are on 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day, day in, day out. Now consider you're locked up inside this room with these fluorescent lights that are never turned off. and there's four bunks on the wall. And each one of these has a human being covered under a blanket trying to sleep. Now you see four other people sleeping on a concrete floor on a one-inch foam mat, which is basically nothing, on the floor. So in a 12 by 14, you've got eight adult men. Now you see them sleeping all day long. And even though you're wide awake because your circadian rhythm is such that you're up during the day, your body's still on its own internal clock, though you never see the sun, and you never exactly know what time it is, you can assume, because the changing of the guards and the slamming of the doors that echo throughout the building, you kind of have an idea of what time it should be. Then at about 10 p.m. at night, they start to wake up. And you go to bed. You're ready to go to sleep as normal. But these guys are wide awake, and they're talking, they're yelling, they're exercising. And they're talking. Now, these are adult men, 30 to 36. And they're talking about their lives, and everything in their lives evolves around some type of a drug experience. Everything. They talk about their plans when they get out, what they're going to do with drugs. They talk about their wives and girlfriends in very vile ways. You consider, how can adult men, 30 to 36, act like a bunch of eighth graders? Now, chronologically, they are adults. Psychologically, they're teenage boys. I don't know if it's because that's when they started their drug experience. I don't know. Something to ponder. But individually, on their own, they have the capacity for mature conversation. However, together, it's a race to the bottom, where they openly share their lives, how they've wasted their lives with drugs, how they have nothing, everything has gone to drugs. And they do this till 6 o'clock in the morning. Of course, you're trying to sleep, but you can't. And the only distractions are the guards that come by and shine flashlights. Even though the lights are on, they'll shine high-beam flashlights in your eyes to make sure you're not asleep. Now, normally you would be expected to think you're going to get breakfast, lunch, and dinner. No, they announce chow time. Well, isn't chow what you feed an animal? Now, consider you have to endure this day after day, week after week, and you're never told why you're confined to this room or how long it will last. And how long would you do this before you would snap? Or would you conform to the crowd? Would you join in the vile conversation in the race to the bottom? Now, this is what I endured for 4 months of the 5.5 months that I was kidnapped by the Tipton County Correctional Facility, formerly known as the Tipton County Jail, now a private, for-profit prison. This is what you... excuse me. This is what you have to look forward to today. We've had some recent events. The Dallas shooting, the policemen that were killed by the sniper is the official story now. Of course, when the event was going on, there was reports of multiple shooters shooting from various directions. But now we have a patsy. They claim he said he was there to shoot white people. A lone gunman, a lone wolf. They like to demonize people with that term wolf. Though there's never been a case where a wild wolf has ever killed a human. I've owned wolves my whole life, virtually since I was 17, and done research into this area. This is a way to demonize people. It's called an ad hominem. So they flip the script. Weeks later, the official narrative is that it's a lone gunman who shot all these people from multiple positions. And he was claimed to have said he was going to kill just white cops, though they didn't have that recorded, even though they've got body cameras and audio recorders. None of that's been provided. Now, the official report from Fort Hood spoke of multiple shooters when that was going on. The shooting in San Bernardino, an eyewitness was on the radio saying she saw three white men in black suits, muscular built, but then the script was changed, and it was a 90-pound Muslim woman and her husband who shot up all these people. And then the recent Orlando shooting spoke of a single lone wolf Muslim shooter. Over 49 people dead before the SWAT team could take him out. However, then slowly there are witnesses that were there coming forward and saying, well, no, actually no one was killed until the SWAT team came in. And then a relative of this man went to the police out in California to hide because he was afraid the FBI was going to come after him and get him and kill him too, because he knew that it was a staged event. Is it conceivable that professional assassins kill these police and the patsies in every one of these operations? If you go to Operation Gladio, You'll find out that there have been death squads since after the Second World War, eliminating people that are getting in the way of the government's operation to make a profit off of we the people. Was that the problem with me? Was I exposing the corruption? Was I going to eliminate eminent domain and things that I list on my website that basically would stop Agenda 21 in its tracks? Though I dare not talk about it then, the reality was that's what was being implemented in 2006 in Backwoods Mafia, Tipton County, Tennessee. And it's still going on today. It's all about control and power. They don't want jobs. They want control. These are the things that are happening to people all across this country, and you're seeing it live played out on the TV. The narratives have been flipped. Certain talk show hosts will never talk about this, even on this station. If you ask them about the original eyewitness reports of the San Bernardino shooting, why will they never talk about the witness saying three white men in black uniforms, muscular built? They won't talk about that. And this was a person working in the office. This wasn't some, you know, wino walking down the road. This was a person that was coherent. You remember the old red, green, and blue list that was leaked out years ago? The government had death squads ready to kill Americans, depending on the color chart that you were found on, and they were putting markers on people's mailboxes. Well, now they've got all the houses tagged with the GPS markings, so they don't need to put a marker on your mailbox. They got a GPS coordinate to go right up to it. And, of course, the unarmed black people, you talked about this last week, that being murdered at five times the rate of unarmed white people. Well, 102 unarmed black people killed in 2015. This is provocation. The government is provoking people for reaction. They're trying to stage this. And right now in the city of Memphis, they're on level three. No one has days off. Effectively, they're under martial law contingent. And the other day, I saw at a recent restaurant where they normally stop in uniform and squad cars, dozens of these people were in plain clothes. They're now driving their own cars, and they're out there, and they're going cloaked. They're going stealth. Soon you're not going to see but just a few decoys in cars. The militaristic cops, they're no longer going to look like cops. They're going to look like you and me. They're going to blend in. That's part of the takeover. And then those people, when they get tired of them, the UN troops will come in and take them over, and you won't know the difference. They will blend in. I remember that you had a caller last week, Benson, a fellow from Arizona. And his response to all of this concern about the government was, well, if you would just obey, everything would be okay. All you got to do is just obey. Well, perhaps he is an operative, or perhaps he's just been drinking the Kool-Aid for too long. We'll talk more on the other side.
Mike Parsons is with us. Mike Parsons has been incarcerated 10% of his life for a crime he didn't commit. He knows what's going on. He's exposing it. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injury. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Mike Parsons is with us, and I'd like to apologize for those of you who've been calling over the last couple of months here at the farmhouse. I have not been able to take many calls because I would do the broadcast and then collapse, you know, for the rest of the day. So I didn't make that known, but that was the case. And for those of you called yesterday, I was in the hospital. So my apologies. I'm getting stronger and I'm on the mend, and I really feel great about how I feel now. I think within a couple of weeks I'll be so much better. George in New Hampshire, welcome. I can hardly hear you, George. Can you speak up a little bit, please?
I'm sorry. Sure. Okay. Is that better?
Is that better? Oh, that's much better. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, it's good. Thank you.
Yeah. I just wanted to say I called in the past. I said something about I was kind of in an unusual position where I had, there was sister agencies, so I got a lot of overlap with certain law enforcement and whatnot. And what I wanted to say was that I saw something coming back in the middle 90s. They had massive overcrowding in Massachusetts, and they had William Weld, who was, I guess his claim to fame was he was involved in Nixon's, with Hillary Clinton, he was involved with Nixon and the Watergate situation. They were on the prosecuting team. And what he did was he became governor, and he ran more or less pro-gun. And then what happened was the next term around, he basically stabbed the gun owners in the back. And the reason I'm calling about what Mike is talking about is they did an unusual move because of the overcrowding, but I think it was something where they picked a state that they wanted to use as an experiment. And what they did was they moved a large contingent of prisoners from Massachusetts down to Texas. And it was a strange list that they came up with. I think some people were put on the list maybe because they ticked off the wrong person, but they picked a lot of people who were in categories that the public might not really feel too much sympathy in, such as, say, rapists, pedophiles, other ones. But that wasn't all. But the thing was, when they moved them that far away in the middle of the night, I said to myself, I said, this sounds like a dry run for how, you know, the old Gestapo techniques in the middle of the night, they'd be coming running up the stairs, and suddenly you'd be bundled off, never to be seen again, whisked away. And I think that they were practicing for the future where they were just incrementally doing it. And I also had firsthand information that what they were doing was, and I can attest to this, is because of the overcrowding and the poor management, there wasn't enough food to go around. So what they did, because it came to the attention of the public, they sent the film crew down and the trays were swapped out for what the guards would have over in there. They had like an on-site cafeteria. And they switched out food that was reserved for the guards to make it look like they were getting biscuits and they were getting all kinds of really good food. And it was up for about 5 or 10 minutes, and all of a sudden, as soon as the cameras turned away, immediately removed all that food and basically whisked it away back where it came from. Now, this one of the things is minor, but I'm just saying is that there's been a long planned agenda, and I think Mike is basically saying he's given an on-the-spot, on-site review of what's going on. I'm sorry, I won't go on anymore.
You're absolutely correct. I was 195 pounds when I entered the jail back in January 12th of this year, and I lost 25 pounds within a little over a month through starvation. This is part of the psychological conditioning to break you down, to make you weak, and this is what's going on, and the public doesn't know it. There has to be an awakening of the people to want to do better, to want better for themselves and their family, because they're a small group. The government is a small group that wants to be in control. And remember, to be governed is to be controlled. And we're supposed to be the people in charge, but unfortunately, you got people like the caller last week, and I'll briefly cover this again. He didn't recognize common sense as a right of necessity, but it was a foreign concept to him. And here we go again.
Mike, hold that thought, Mike. George, would you be so kind as to stay on through the break? Because I'd like to share, after Mike is done, I'd like to share my thoughts, and I'd love to hear your comments, George, as well as Mike. Can you do that, George?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Okay, George in New Hampshire, Mike Parsons, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Mike Parsons with us, and we're talking about torture in the United States of America. Georgia is with us from New Hampshire. Mike, you were commenting on George's thoughts?
Well, I was just trying to bring a conclusion to this, but this fellow that you had call in last week that was talking about how the idea of common sense and the right of necessity, that was a foreign concept to him, and he asserted that, as he said, quote, there are certain things we are expected to do as citizens. Now I'm thinking, is this guy a government shill or is he just brainwashed? And it could be either way, but after listening to his views, it was clear his idea of preparedness is to be ready at a moment's notice to bend over for a government goon. Now, he qualified this by saying, we as citizens, indicating his understanding that a citizen is subject, and when you're subject, well, that's another word for a slave. And the dangerous thing about him is that he would demand everyone to have his same view, and he would reject the Constitution as well as the freedom of conscience. But the problem with for this, for the rest of us, is that it's people like him that's going to end up on a jury to convict you. And as the what the former CIA director said, we will know our disinformation campaign is a success when everything that people believe is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the problem, that most people live in an illusion of this reality that's a false paradigm that the government is spewing upon them on the daily ration of manipulation through the media. And except for shows like yours and a few others, they're not going to hear what's actually going on inside the belly of the beast. And that's why I'm taking this opportunity. And I thank you for letting me share my experience with the people, because they just don't know. And if they're not prepared, if their time has come, when they're put into the belly of the beast, they're going to have a hard time surviving.
That's what George was talking about when the SS was coming up the stairs.
Exactly.
Yeah, George and Mike, I'd like to share this with you, and then I'd like to hear your comments, George, first. So, let's look at the parallels between the meetup group that I used to have and the police. And the story is like this, and this is absolutely true. So for over 5 years ago, I started this meetup group, and I volunteered to teach once a week, 3 hours a night. All kinds of things, survival, preparedness, how to think, how to research, how to work together, how to build a village. And we had large groups and small groups, and the size of the group varied, and we got thrown out of restaurants, and we got thrown out of Hy-Vee, which is a supermarket. And we got a chance to see it's all about money. But what happened, there was something that happened that was unimaginable to me. Unconscionable, unacceptable. And I'm not going to share this completely until tomorrow. But a vote was taken. We had one of our instructors at a meetup. He volunteered his time, and he'd been there many, many times over the years. And a vote was taken to eliminate him. Eliminate him from ever speaking there again. So, 3 people voted, what? No, 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 we want to keep him. He's a great guy. He's brilliant. And I have to agree with that. 9 of the meetup group voted to kick him out forever. And I don't know the exact number that was there, so I'm estimating about 12 others did absolutely nothing. I believe they put their heads down and didn't want to get involved. So 3 voted to keep this brilliant instructor. 9 voted to throw him overboard. 12 did nothing. Now, I think there's a parallel, George and Mike, with the police. I keep hearing they're good police. Okay, I want to believe that. But I also believe they're bad police. And I know that. And then I believe there are police that look the other way or are intimidated by the bad police. Now, what's a good policeman? Well, that's someone who doesn't accept a free cup of coffee at the Stop and Rob, doesn't accept a free sandwich at the Subway, doesn't accept free breakfast, lunch, dinners, junkets, cars, all kinds of cool things. Doesn't accept any of that as a bribe. Bad police accept those things as bribes. And then you have the police in the middle who accept some of it, but look the other way and will not expose nor confront the bad police. George, what do you think? Do you think there's a parallel there, or have I lost my mind?
Well, I'll say that, I know it was very disappointing, and I was wondering, Ben, nobody even called you from that meetup group at the time to say, wait a minute, let's talk this over with Vincent before we make any rash moves. Did they talk to you at all?
Not one.
Probably a lot less than you would have liked, right?
No, not one. And when I was sick, and they know my voice really, really well, for months, when I was sick, not one person call to say, hey, man, you've done some reruns, and you've got John Reagan filling in for you, and you've got, you know, some others, and are you okay? Not one. Now, it can sound like sour grapes, but what I'm saying is, class, if you think that you've got a lot of friends and they're there on your side, I'm here to tell you, they're not. You're absolutely right, George.
Ben, I'll tell you, though, we're in good company. Remember, if I may, with the Bible there with Jesus, remember when he healed the 10 lepers and they're all walking away and one out of the 10 says, wait a minute, I got to go back and thank that man for what he's done. And Christ said to him, he goes, where are the other 9? So he just says, all right, he sent the other man on his way for a blessing. But in other words, Ben, it's a sad thing in this world, and I've been there as well, where you help out a lot of people in certain positions, and then suddenly you run into a jam, and all you want is someone maybe to make a phone call or give you a letter of recommendation saying, you know, I did a good job here, or not, I need, and suddenly it's almost like we are no further use to them. And I'll quote an actor one time, George Papad, who I liked. He was very cocky and very arrogant in his youth. But he goes, when he hit the skids, he was fired off of that that Dynasty program. He was the top of his game. I guess he was drinking. And he got fired, and he became a pariah. Nobody would touch him with a 10-foot pole for years. You know what he said one time? He says, you know, I never realized how many people came to my home because the roast beef was good. And for years, he said, no matter what, he had a 300, 400 count people on a Christmas card left. No matter how dire his financial straits, he always sent out 400 Christmas cards. He started praying, and he said a firm believer in prayer turned his life around. He ended up with the number one A-team, the number one TV program of the time.
Sure.
And he says
sure.
He cut 400 people off his Christmas card list the next season after he made it back. But he says he never realized how many people came to his home because the roast beef was good.
Well, I've got two exclamation points for that. There is a man, a singer by the name of Otis Redding, OTISREDDING. And he says, nobody knows you when you're down and out. But, you know, when you're doing really well, you got a lot of friends. Well, during the last commercial break, I went through the instructors list at usapreparers.com. And I just highlighted instructor after instructor after instructor. And I hit the delete button. And those are people who let me down. One last story. I did. I mean, just moments ago. Before you mentioned it, one last thing I'd like to suggest. I'd like to mention that we talk about this. I spoke 11 times. I gave 11 seminars in 6 states. Indiana, Tennessee, North Carolina, Missouri twice, and Alabama. And during the seminars, I teach people how to save a lot of money. And I say things like, I guarantee that you'll save $1,000 if you just follow some of the things that I say. And then I'd say things like, well, you know, if you don't get your money's worth, you know, for attending this $10 event, it wasn't my event, it was somebody else's event. If you don't think you got your money's worth, ask for a refund. A full refund for the entire event. Because that's what I did at our expos. I said, there's 100% money back guarantee. If you're not satisfied for any reason, even if you don't like the sky outside, we'll give you a refund. And then I did that. No one asked for a refund. Then the last seminar I did last Sunday, I said, you know, you're not going to get this hour and a half back. So if you're sitting here, if you don't think this is the best use of your hour and a half, which you'll never get back, I suggest that you find something else to do and leave. Within a half an hour, half of the seminar group left. And it was at that point I decided, I must be out of my mind. Now, I don't know. Mike, did you hear any? You've got some friends who go to these things. Have you heard anybody say anything about what I talked about over the weekend?
I haven't had a call from anybody regarding the seminars or the or the expo.
Okay. All right, very good. George, any comments?
I'll just say that you gentlemen have experienced things in life that it's like my grandfather used to say, it only happens to the living, gentlemen. And I will say this, birds of a feather do flock together, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you consider me a part of your flock, so be it.
Absolutely.
But
absolutely.
But I'm just saying, I want to thank you for what you've done, Vin. I mean, because you put yourself out there, and you're a type of guy, if you were born twins, you'd still have too much to do. Am I right?
I'm sorry. Say that again. You chopped off.
No, I said, if you were born twins, you'd still have too much to do. So, and you're giving my time up. You know, I mean, you're giving your time up. And, Mike, you're taking a stand, you know, putting a bullseye on your back, exposing things that need to be exposed. I have, too. We paid the price to a degree, but I'll just leave it with this. No man is better than his master, if you know what I mean. All right?
10-4. Georgia, New Hampshire, thank you so much for being with us. Mike Parsons and I will return right after these short commercial announcements. And we're going to talk about more torture. Mike, tell us about this chair with the wheels. Tell us about that and how that works. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Very humbled thank you to KYAH in Delta, Utah. And they decided to carry this broadcast. So KYAH is an affiliate of USA Preparers. They are in Delta, Utah. Their coverage includes, you know, if you look at their distant coverage, Salt Lake City, Sandy, Utah, Provo, Price, Richfield, Cedar City. A little farther away would be Ogden and Logan. But, wow. Thank you so much. And why did they pick us up? It's because of something we don't do. Can you imagine that? Because we do not have an affiliation of any kind with Sam Bushman. Because we won't have him as part of anything we do, and we won't be a part of anything that he does. Because of that separation, they welcomed us. There are so many people who dislike him in that area that I interviewed him one time, and they threw USA Preparers off KYAH. They won't have it. You look at all the good of the rest of the broadcast that we do. That was overshadowed by one interview with Sam Bushman and my association with him. Well, when I saw the light and distanced myself from him, we're back on. So I'm delighted to thank KYAH as our family. When are we on? The best slot in the day. Afternoon drive time. The premium slot. 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock in the afternoon. Local time. Thank you so much, KYAH. Mike Parsons, chair with... Oh, would you... You had lunch or a meal with Sam Bushman. You want to share that story? Mike, you there?
Sorry about that. I'm still learning how to use the phone. Yeah, real briefly, but then I want to say something very important because I know your audience is learning what you're all about. And, folks, this is Truth Radio. Right now, what you're getting is Truth Radio. And, yes, I did have a dinner engagement where I was seated across from Sam Bushman, and Sam was very familiar
I was
with my
there.
Case and what's going on.
I was there.
You were there, and, you know, just virtually probably over a dozen instructors with USA Prepares and Sam and his assistant. And I'd asked him, I said, Sam, is there anything that you or CSPO might be able to do to assist me in trying to expose the corrupt government that's coming after me and assist me to keep me from going to prison? And, no, Mike, sorry, this is not the story. This is not the issue. It's not the right thing. So, but good luck to you. So an opportunity to demonstrate their willingness to stand with one of the group, one of the team, was thrown aside because maybe it would cost them some exposure of their people that are underwriting them. I don't know. But really quick, folks, you need to do this. This is a show that is archived on GCN Live. One thing that you can do to determine a real truth teller and one that's propaganda is the propaganda machine does not have archives. For instance, this is a prime example. Sunday I heard a radio preacher stating that it was wrong for the police and the media to report eyewitness accounts of an event because they're not reliable. They said you should wait until the evidence is presented to a jury and they determine the truth, as though the juries are not rigged. Then yesterday on the Andrew Clark Sr. Show on AM 1600 WMQM in Memphis, which is not archived, the afternoon host, Andrew Clark, said you should discard the eyewitness accounts and wait for the official statement that comes out days or weeks later. In other words, the government version is the truth. And I called in and asked, I said, do you have archives? He said, no, it's a live show. And I said, well, live doesn't mean it's not archived. I said, I have friends that want to hear this. They want to hear that the government version is what you push and discard the eyewitness account. I think they would have a hard time swallowing the idea that one eyewitness account should be discarded for the government's propaganda weeks later. Reminds me of the old
Parsons
saying. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Mike Parsons, thank you so much for being with us. Class, you go to mikeparsons.org. You can sign this petition. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next? It's up to you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.